All right, biohackers, who doesn't love a yummy, creamy whey protein shake? Oh, it is such a treat. And I really love it as a meal replacement, post-workout recovery, maybe even a midday snack. So this is why I have to tell you about Puree protein powder. I absolutely love the bourbon vanilla flavor and the chocolate, but I think I got to go with the vanilla as my favorite. So it's smooth, it's delicious, and you know what else? It's pretty awesome that the flavors come from real natural ingredients like the bourbon vanilla seeds from Madagascar. And let's talk about quality because there's a lot of junk whey protein on the market that I would not recommend. So the Puree whey protein, it comes from pasture-raised cow's milk with no hormones, no GMOs, and no pesticides. This is because Puree's mission has always been to be the best at offering pure, clean, and superior products that support health and well-being. And what I think truly sets them apart is that they are fully transparent with their product testing. Every batch is third-party tested against more than 200 contaminants and certified clean by the Clean Label Projects. Not all brands can say this. Plus, each product contains a QR code so you can personally scan it and review the test results at home. I know you're excited to try it out. So what you're going to do is head on over to puree.com/biohackerbabes. That's puri.com/biohackerbabes. And then make sure you use promo code biohackerbabes at checkout to save 20%. All right, let's get back to the show.
There are combinations of neurochemical precursors that help you achieve specific states like focus or joy or happiness or connectivity or pleasure, with an emphasis on optimizing the brain.
Hey there, welcome to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Renee, a certified nutritional consultant with a master's degree in nutrition.
What's up? And I'm Lauren, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and Czech movement specialist. We're sisters and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
Our mission is to provide actionable steps so you can optimize your health, strengthen your intuition, and support your body's natural healing abilities. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome to episode 156 of the Biohacker Babes podcast. My name is Renee and I'm tuning in from rainy Las Vegas today, along with my sister.
It doesn't rain unless I'm there. What's going on?
Yep. It's weird to see rain for the first time in at least 4 months, or whenever you were last here.
Oh, maybe a little something will grow outside your window.
Maybe a little bit of green if I get lucky. Yeah.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren, joining Renee. We are juiced up on nootropics today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We have our nootropic expert coming on. We have Mark, AKA Mr. Newts Effinger, coming on the show. And we're talking about Newtopia specifically today. And Lauren, my question to you is, what is your Newtopia of choice today?
Zammer juice.
Nice.
Yeah. The only one in their line that comes in a bottle that's a spray. I love it. Here it is if you're watching the video.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice that you don't have to swallow it and wait for it to be absorbed through the gut and all of that. The spray is a little faster.
Pretty instantaneous. Yeah. It's a fun one. What about you?
I am on Apex and Mental Reboot. The little combination.
Oh, nice. I'm not sure that I've tried those together.
Yeah. I rarely do the Mental Reboot. I actually usually just do it on the weekends if I'm having alcohol, because I've heard it's good for detoxing the brain. So like if I go out on a Saturday night, I'll do the Mental Reboot PM that night. And then the next morning I'll do the Mental Reboot AM.
Yeah. Nice.
Had a crazy weekend in Vegas, dual birthday parties all weekend. So I was like, okay, my brain could use a little extra help on this Monday morning. So yeah. I threw that in there. And I appreciate that Mr. Newts talks a little bit more about the Mental Reboot. So if you're like, what are you talking about? Hang tight. He's going to talk about that and why we need that for our brain, along with many other fascinating things. So
yes.
I think to set this episode up, we jam-packed as much as we could into an hour, but we had so many more questions. So I think just to like set this up, if you're not familiar with nootropics at all, he's going to guide us through that in the beginning. And then the Nootopia line, we didn't get to go into specific products, but we definitely would recommend checking out the website so you can learn more about the quiz and how it's personalized and what the different stacks do. And just a little personal note that I have definitely noticed makes a difference with the nootropics, and I know that Nootopia recommends this, is taking it away from protein, so any amino acids. So if you are going to take it in the morning, I would take it on an empty stomach, you know, follow the instructions on the bottle, but at least an hour away from protein. And then having a little bit of glucose to fuel your brain actually does help a little bit with this. So sometimes I'll do like a teaspoon of honey just to get that action going. And I wish we had gotten to talk more about that today, but just something to note.
Yeah, I was reading through their little pamphlet. It's called the Brilliant Mind Blueprint, which I actually reference quite often because it's not just a guide to their nootropics, but I feel like it's a life guide. It's like all the hacks, and it really, I'll just back up for a second. I say this in the episode, but my big gripe with the supplement industry is that it doesn't always personalize and it doesn't always address root cause, like blood sugar issues, inflammation, oxidative stress, but they have all of the foundational stuff in here that you should be doing. They're like, this is why these nootropics may not work. This is how we can make these nootropics work better. Like, you have to sleep, you have to move, you have to make sure, you know, your brain's not on fire. So I just really appreciate that. And there's just so much to dig into. And yeah, I think we scratched the surface today. And the good thing is we had a lot of fun with Mr. Nudes. He's just such a trip. And this is what happens when you get three people on nootropics. It's just like the conversation is blah, 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 blah. But I'm assuming you all will have a lot of questions after this episode. So send us the questions. We could bring him back on, but also Nootopia, like, they have the test that you can take to figure out where to start. They also have the 30-day journey, which I did, which really kind of takes you through and titrates. Like, you very, very slowly try one thing at a time. You slowly increase the dosage or the volume, so you're not getting like a full blast hit of something that maybe wouldn't work with your neurochemistry. And then they have recommended sex. So it's 30 days to play and experiment, which is a lot of fun because then you get to find out your preferences, what really works with you, what things you want to put together. Like Renee said, you did your, what was it, Apex and Mental Reboot?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like such a puzzle. You can like mix and match so many different things, like choose your own adventure, which I think is really, really exciting. So I don't love all the products, but after the journey, 30-day journey, now I know what really works for me. And I've learned all of these foundational things, like Renee said. I think in the book, they call them power moves, like the protein could decrease absorption. Like taking them with your fat-soluble vitamins is really important. There's some other things in there. So we could build upon that and share more to your liking and curiosity.
Yeah. All great stuff. Also, we do talk a lot about the safety, which I think is such an important topic in this world, especially because there are people taking things like Adderall or Modafinil, or even think of something as extreme as the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper taking the NZT, right? It's like this amazing drug where your brain is on fire and you're fueled and you're like, go, go, go. And then it depletes your brain. And then you feel kind of crappy the next day or so. And, you know, Limitless was the extreme version of that, you know? And so I do appreciate that he talks about the safety of the products and also all of the ingredients that they're adding so that it's not, you know, damaging the mitochondria, causing more oxidative stress, all those things that you just listed off. So
yeah,
great stuff.
I just want to add one more thing. If you are new to the nootropic space, let this be sort of the instigator or the motivation to learn more about your brain and about neurotransmitters. Like, this could be, it's a can of worms. And again, we're only scratching the surface. So don't focus so much on the products. Focus on what you can learn about your brain chemistry and how it's affecting your everyday life, because there's so many ways we can optimize, but it really comes back to you, your brain chemistry, and really what you want to get out of your day and your life.
Well said. All right. A little bit more about Mr. Newts.
Mr. Newts.
So from building a radio at 5 years old to building a helium neon laser from scratch before he turned 10, science, chemistry, and physics have always been a passion for Mr. Newts. He dove deep into brain-enhancing supplements and has created the most effective brain and mood-enhancing formulas ever created. He is now the chief product officer for Nootopia and devoted to optimizing brains and minds around the world. he is definitely devoted to that. He's so passionate about this topic. And I mean, his story of how he got to where he is today, he is really driven to help people and just so grateful for this conversation.
Me too. Wonderful story. And just a really fun guy. All right.
So much fun.
We've teased enough. Let's bring on Mr. Newts.
All right. Welcome, Mr. Newts, to the Biohacker Babes podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, dig it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's going to be a great conversation. I'm so excited. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics in biohacking, if you can't tell. I may be fueled by a little bit of what we're going to talk about today, and that is nootropics and brain health optimization. We were talking about before we hit record, like maybe a lot of people don't know what nootropics are. And yeah. I have seen this even at like Paleo FX a couple months ago. I was just casually talking to someone who was a biohacker and I'm like, oh, nootropics, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what is that?
What?
So I was like, oh, okay. A lot of people don't know what this is. So let's kick it off with that. What are nootropics and why do
I love it? I love they're officially, it's a Greek term, right? And it was so funny. I just got back from a week of podcast. I did the world tour in Austin, and it was always like, is it nootropics, 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 nootropic, right? It was always just, you know what?
Okay.
It's however it rolls off the tongue, bro.
All right.
Keep it easy. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Yeah. So okay, I like nootropics because it's fast and I'm a West Coast guy. Yeah. So, you know West Coast versus East Coast, you know? Yeah. Yeah, so they're brain enhancing nutritional supplements, extracts, or they could go all the way into like medical rated drugs. But we like to stay on the inside of that, on the nutritional supplement and extracts that give your brain additional performance and just as importantly, help you achieve states. So like what are the different neurochemicals? What emphasis on what neurochemicals would be valuable to me? You could talk, I go into Andrew Huberman and right, you can dive deep into that and how those things are. But essentially, they're combinations of neurochemical precursors that help you achieve specific states like focus or joy or happiness or connectivity, right? Or pleasure. And with an emphasis on optimizing the brain. So there you go.
Awesome.
That's Wikipedia, bro. That's
Nootropics 101. Check.
Got no it. One's going to forget this. So yeah, I love the states that you mentioned. Can you break down the neurochemicals that maybe people have heard of? I know you go after sort of the four major ones, just so people have some words to connect to.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So you've got dopamine, which is typically associated with reward, drive, right? And those things, meaning drive and motivation. So that would be a dopaminergic activity. As well as reward. So isn't it great? I got lab equipment going all over me. Yeah.
For anyone listening, you got to go on YouTube and watch what's happening in the background here. Yeah. Other than the dog, there's an amazing lab too.
Yeah.
And Augie doggy. Augie, come here, buddy. He's not coming up.
We want to know, is the dog on nootropics?
Damn right. And he also speaks seven languages fluently.
I believe it.
Great. So dopamine is kind of the reward system and kind of that drive and motivation. And when you're either low in dopamine or inherently low in dopamine, you just don't feel like it, this is couch potato time, right? So then we'll go to kind of the opposite of that to a certain extent would be GABA. So GABA receptor activity, GABA, which is a much longer name, which is an amino acid type of a neurotransmitter, neuroreceptor, is that's in the more of the calm and anti-anxiety thing. If you take a Xanax, that's a GABA agonist. So please don't take Xanax unless you absolutely need it and nothing else is doing it. And then even then, don't take it. And we make a solution for that, actually, GABA-licious, right? So GABA is that. And GABA is really important because when you have the right GABA levels, you can perform well without the anxiety. So really, really important neurotransmitters to manage well. And the other is when the shit's going down. Can I say shit's going down? Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
I already did it.
Oh, thank you.
Too late.
No editing at all. So when the shit goes down, you want to have a system in place, a neurochemical system in place that's going to make it so that you don't go fight or flight. You can make a logical decision about this. You can pull in all the data you need without being overwhelmed by it. And then you can go, and then you can start acting on, you know, noradrenaline or whatever happens to be the cofactor is going to get you out the door, right? So there's another one, right? So adrenaline, right, would be considered in that as well. And that's right. That's, again, we go into fight or flight. So that's the one that's going to radically increase your awareness. If you're adrenaline, all right, right, or norepinephrine is the other word for it. If you have that at a high level, your heart's going to beat faster. You're going to have a vasoconstriction. Your focus is going to come in. That combined with dopamine is kind of what you would have if you were on Adderall or some similar substance, which you'd be combining those two, adrenaline and, you know, adrenaline or norepinephrine and dopamine. But it's really important to be able to understand how that works and then manage it. GABA is a great tool for managing that. And then you're going to have serotonin. So serotonin, everybody thinks of it as like the, like we all know about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or SSRIs, which manage this cyclical or recirculation of serotonin in the synapse between the neurons. But in reality, what we've learned very recently is that that isn't necessarily what it does. It just is a byproduct of that. So whatever that action is, we're really not sure what controls happiness in that perspective, right? In the neurochemical perspective right now, what it's been tied to in the clinical use has been, if you have good levels of serotonin, your mood is more stable and you are happier. But recent research has found that maybe it's not exactly that. Maybe there's a secondary or tertiary, you know, byproduct of serotonin levels being high that's really causing the happiness or the mood stability or whatever that is. So, and then, but wait, there's more. And then one of the biggies on the list, and one of the ones that actually the first nootropics are responsible for enhancing, is acetylcholine. So an acetylcholine is the thinking, memory, cognitive performance neurotransmitter. And when you've got your acetylcholine levels at a good level, your ability to handle lots of data and lots of information and to store them away where they need to go in the brain is accelerated and enhanced. So those are kind of the form. And you can go to, when you go to the website, when you go to nootopia.com, and I know you have a link for our listeners. I know you have a link for our listeners as well. Is we have a neurotransmitter test that you can take based on, there's a brilliant scientist named Braverman that did millions and millions of tests on people to assess their neurotransmitter balance in the body and brain. And so, and there really is in body and brain. You know, one time we said, oh, neurons are just, you know, inside the brain, inside the blood-brain barrier, inside the brain, in the gray matter and the white matter. And in reality, they're in your spine, they're in your legs, they're in your gut. When you feel an intuition, that is, those are neurotransmitters in your gut responding to that. And you know, or your heart, right? When you feel love and those things, as part of that is how neurotransmitters work in the heart. So it's really critical to understand that it's not some isolated thing that's just inside the skull, that are all over our body. And when we start managing those well, when we start working with the precursors that make neurotransmitter response and performance, we're dealing with the whole body. We're not just dealing with the brain. So
Can you tell us a little bit more about the quiz, like why that is on the website, why that's important to look at?
Which part?
The quiz.
Oh, yeah, the quiz. Thank you.
Like how that comes into play.
There's actually two quizzes right there, right? So the first one, kind of when you're coming in, is let's assess your neurochemicals and whether you're really high in them or low in them, if you're deficient, if you're at a great level, so that when we start, everything we make at Nootopia is customized for your neurology, your physiology, your eating habits, and the rest. So that's kind of a first thing, is what are you good at? You know, what do you rock at and what do you suck at? And then by knowing those factors, we can help to optimize those as we put together your customized nootropic stacks. So that's the first one. The second one is, what age are you? What sex are you? What are your eating habits? What's your health? How often do you exercise? What exercises do you do? What do you eat? When do you eat? Are you intermittent fasting? Are you doing, you know, do you have 16-8 on that? Are you a nomad, a one meal a day person? Are you doing, you know, are you taking care of Danger Dave's coffee in the morning and doing butter coffee in the morning? Are you doing something else? Do you do power naps? Do you sleep well? Does your sleep suck? And by understanding all those factors, the last part of our test that we give you is, what do you want? Like, what states do you want to achieve? What performance things do you want to have more focus, or do you want to be more chill? Or do you want to be, you know, you want to have more energy, but you don't want to be buzzy, right? How are your hormones looking? Do you want more of the pro hormones that might help increase your hormone output so that you can have better response to all these things? And then you can write, literally, you can write a diary to us of everything that affects you and the way you operate and what, like, believe me, I've seen it all now. Like we've seen, I'm a meth head and I'm trying to get off meth. My second customer's brother, this is back in 2012, said, I'm a meth head. I'm trying to get off. Or my brother is a meth head. He's trying to get off. I saw your stuff. Is there any hope? And then we've had, you know, we've had everything from parents with autistic children to radical high performers in Silicon Valley who say, I need to get to the next level. I'm doing these things. I'm super biohackers. We've got Hollywood. We've got a bunch of Hollywood performers that they need to get into state and they need to know what that state is. And they need to program that state before they get on stage or in front of the camera or in front of their clients. And so being able to get into those states or accomplish those states is a super critical part of what nootropics can do for you. So you can call them up, right? You're not like, oh, I feel great today. Or, oh, I feel like crap today. Right. You can go, no, I feel like this today and I want to feel like this. How do you get there? What's the shortest path to get there that's non-destructive or even complementary to your neurology and physiology? And then when I get there, how do I optimize that? How do I get it to the next level? Like I need to feel conversant right now. I need to have verbal fluidity and fluency. How do I accomplish that state? And how long do I want to stay there? And then am I going to stay there all night? Am I going to be up all night talking to my significant other and blowing their brains out and from a thought perspective? Or can I get there and know that it's a 4-hour experience and then know how to get off of that experience if I want to go into a more focused thing or a more loving thing or a more connected thing or a more chill thing? Do I want to Netflix and chill? Great. Let's go GABA and serotonin. Well, we know how to do that. And we know what stacks are going to get you there. So yeah, I know I overspoke that, but yeah.
No, that's great. And I love the personalization of this. I mean, I've been experimenting with nootropics for probably about 10 years, but most of the products were like, here's our one nootropic. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it would do something. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it was just the caffeine placebo. I don't know. But I love the personalization and the variety of products. And since I've been experiencing with Nootopia, I can definitely feel the difference. Like the focus savagery, like I don't want a podcast, but I'll sit down and write like a blog post, you know, or brain flow. I'm like, I'm going to talk your ear off kind of thing. So it is really cool about that. And I want to stop and just say, or ask a really important question before we go deeper down this, CC. Because I think people are wondering, like you mentioned a meth addict, an autistic kid.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is this safe for our brain versus, you know, maybe a more strong medication that has side effects?
No, it's great. A couple things is, one is we have a philosophy of what we call seed to supplement. So we try to manage the whole process from the growing of the plants all the way through to the extraction technologies, all the way through to putting them into these custom capsules and drinks and sprays and all the stuff that we do. So that's one part of it. And that doesn't mean it's safe, right? There's a lot of plants out there that'll kill you. So, So everything we do is we try to have the most effective, most bioavailable components that are going to have, there's two characteristics that I like to emphasize: cellular restoration and cellular respiration. So one of our kind of quadrant folds into this kind of thinking is, I want your cells, the outside of your cell, I want that phospholipid to be in better condition after our stuff than it was before. And then on the cellular respiration, I want them to, not only the integrity of that cell wall to be better, but I also want your mitochondrial output to be cleaner, right? I don't want a diesel. I'm not going to throw a diesel particle into your mitochondria and suddenly you're driving behind a 1982 Volkswagen Rabbit that's like, you know, or a truck going up a hill on the grapevine and you're just like smoked out, right? We want that to be as clean as possible. So those are really important. So we made this, you know, this was a journey that we went through because originally I started doing nootropics in the early 90s. There was a couple named Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw who wrote about life extension. They founded the LEF Institute, lef.org, and which is also does nutritional supplements and testing and the rest of it. But they're the ones that kind of like, I waded in with their insights. And then I created a nootropic based on huperzine A, which is a acetylcholine esterase inhibitor. It keeps acetylcholine from breaking down, so it lasts longer in the synapse. And so that was my first exploration with that. And so funny, I told this on the Dave's podcast, where I said, he said, well, what got you into nootropic? I said, oh, this is like Dave Asprey, right? Is the inventor of bulletproof coffee. Is I said, yeah, I was trying to get people off coffee.
Oh, danger. That is a mortal sin.
Yeah. So now we're advocates of Dave now. We like Dave. So,
okay.
But it was so funny. And I didn't even realize the gaffe. I was so like, what?
Oh, man.
But it's great.
Did he edit that out? But that's important. That is really important.
Well, so I worked with 20 Intel engineers, early 90s or mid 90s, 20 Intel engineers. I had a high-tech company doing laser display technology. And then I had these engineers, access to this engineering group out of Intel. And I said, if I could get you off of coffee and I could get you onto an alternative that would not jack you up, would not affect your insulin levels, would not, you know, which is what bulletproof coffee is and butter coffee are super good at, is managing those, what would otherwise be these huge spikes and fall off and crash, and instead smoothing that out, like adding theanine to caffeine, how that works, right? So I started working with them and I got their performance, radically measurable increase in performance all day by just targeting the acetylcholine esterase enzyme and mitigating it so that the acetylcholine could flow for longer periods within the synapse so they could think clear. They didn't need anything to wake up. And of course, once you start titrating off of caffeine over time, you go, oh, wow, what the hell was I doing? Michael Pollan, you know, in his book on caffeine recently, what he did, and that it kind of tells that story. Now, I was listening to him recently on the Prof G podcast, right? Scott Galloway's podcast, talking about, just so you know, I'm back on caffeine. It was a great experiment. It works and it's important. And I cycle it now, but I'm back on caffeine most of the time just because I enjoy the experience of it, right?
Not because it's cycling definitely works pretty well with that.
So I was a real natural geek learning how to navigate my own health issues and things like that. And then I was married, had this incredible, these three kids all born at home. And so they were all, right? We had a midwife Portland, Oregon has the largest natural health college in America. Mm. Very well respected. It's an institute, and it also has a bunch of granola people that, you know, you can throw a dart in any direction and you can find a natural health store, right? So whether it's vitamins and supplements or, you know, it's natural food or organically grown and those kinds of things. So that was kind of a byproduct of it. We looked at, you know, at having our children in a hospital versus at home and how that works with the microbiome and the health of the child and those things, and decided that to go that way. But the last one, my wife tore a little bit, and the midwife, unknowingly, with love, gave her 4-oxycodone. She fell in love with the oxycodone. It became her new muse. And a decade later, she committed suicide on that very drug. So that's what got me into nootropics. And my whole thing was, how do I get people off of these awful meds that can be very addictive and cause all kinds of sideline problems and toxicity and the rest? And down regulation, which is the basically telling the receptor that you've got all of the neurochemical that you need. So you can quit producing it, body. And then that dependence comes in where now you need to have some exogenous source of this neurochemical or you feel like hell, right? You know, I've spoken to a lot of Molly users, MDMA users, who some of them have no problem, but many of them, after what they call rolling, after partying on Molly, the next day, they just feel like crap. They hide in a corner for 2 or 3 days while their dopamine levels recover and their serotonin levels recover. And so very important to understand how those things work. And so our whole thing was that. So I went into a mad tirade for about 4 years, building neurochemical enhancing stacks based on my knowledge of neurochemistry and my access to a bunch of really smart people. I had a brainstorming software company at the time. And I had almost 400,000 customers, and whether they were comedians or pastors or executives at Apple and Microsoft and Nike and Wieden and Kennedy, their ad agency, and all over the world. Hallmark still writes cards with my old software. So, which is not a great testament if you've ever read a Hallmark card.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right. But yeah, so yeah, they actually keep these old XT and Mac, you know, old Macs with an old OS to be able to run the software so they can be creative. So, you know, I kind of had this background in creativity and innovation and things like that. And then you kind of, and I also knew that I went through these massive creativity and innovation and productivity cycles. You know, I called it creativity to productivity, where kind of my world felt like you were either really creative and didn't get shit done, or you were really productive and you couldn't think outside the box. And so I wanted to merge that and teach that process and teach people how to come up with the idea and then how to turn that idea into an executable product or service or words on a page or whatever. So, oh, I'm not the only one with a dog. Is it true?
Yeah, whose dog is barking now?
I know.
Mine. He's having a very hard time.
I love it. I love it. Right on. Here's to dogs.
So I wanted to ask you the main like biologic difference between our like common mental health drugs and then nootropics. I think you kind of highlighted the very big difference already, but I'm just curious, a lot of the metabolism has to deal with how it's processed through the liver and the kidneys and the way the receptors then absorb them. Is there any considerations there that we should know about?
Huge.
Hey, biohackers, a brief pause from today's podcast to share with you our new fave in the quantification space. We love our data and tracking our favorite metric, heart rate variability. And this process has just gotten a huge upgrade with Hanu Health. The Hanu Health Tracker helps to improve our stress resilience and cognitive performance by giving us real-time feedback about HRV in response to food, exercise, stress, talking, lounging, working, basically anything during our waking hours. Normally, we track HRV overnight, and of course, we can't really make changes while we're sleeping. With this real-time feedback during the day, we have agency to actually make optimal lifestyle changes and become more resilient. With more resilience, that means we can handle daily stressors much more easily while we get stronger and more superhuman.
Yeah, and we always say you can't hack what you can't track, right? And of course, having that overnight data is really helpful, but our HRV should be higher when we're sleeping. But you're right, what is it doing during the day when you're prepping for a podcast or eating that meal, you know, or going to the gym? So I really enjoy it because it's kind of like a CGM for your stress levels. And you know how much we love using CGM data. So this is going to be the latest and greatest in getting that real-time data that you can take action on.
The best part about this tracker and its app is that it gives us breathwork exercises to change our HRV. So say you're going to work out and you see your sympathetic nervous system kicking in, which it should during a workout, your HRV is going to go down. The best way to strengthen HRV post-workout is to do a quick breathwork exercise. So the app actually kind of gamifies this whole process and holds us accountable, similar to the CGM, like Renee mentioned. I think it's so much fun. And it's really awesome to see how much power we have into changing our physiology with just something free like breath work. I've never seen an app give such immediate, powerful data. And I think this is going to be a huge game changer, not just for biohackers, but everyone that is wanting to optimize their health.
Yeah. And I will add that the stress resiliency score is also really motivating because, you know, whether you have a high HRV or low HRV, that doesn't really matter, but what's the variability in the HRV? Like how quickly can you get it to come up or come down? And that's where that score comes in. So I'm always striving to get that score even higher. And like you said, best way to do that is breathwork. And the breathwork options on there are really cool. Whether you want to do box breathing or resonance breathing, it's all catered to what you need in the moment.
If you want to check out the Hanu Health Tracker, they have so graciously offered us a discount. You can get 40% off with code BABES40 through September 30th. Just go to hanuhealth.com. Again, the code is BABES40, active through September 30th. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
A couple things. One is this, I'm gonna go back to the earlier question of, are these things safe? Are they, so they're non-toxic. There's a thing called an LD50 that anytime you're creating either an extract or a drug or a nutrient, right? If you do a mouse test, you feed a bunch of this stuff to a mice until 50% of the population of the mice die on it. Okay. So everything we use has no known LD50, meaning that you could really do a lot of it and not hurt yourself. That's one. And again, I mentioned the seed to supplement type of thing and the cellular restoration and respiration. But the other is you don't want to feed your physiology and neurology something that's going to reduce the capacity and the effectiveness of your body's own ability to create the neurotransmitters or the hormones or anything else necessary for you to operate. In fact, in contrast, it should upregulate it and make it easier and better and give you better levels of it, youthful levels of it, let's just say, right? So I'm 60. Freddie did a test with me while I was there, right? He did this Russian test. It's so great. He hooks me up and it looks, I feel like I just went into, you know, Scientology 101 or something, because he has me handle a couple of these things on, you know, these electronic probes on me. And he's going,
oh, the HRV test.
Right. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it was the only reference I had was, you know, watching one of those Tom Cruise is going to go do, you know, take the e-meter test.
Oh yeah. It looks like a lie detector test.
Exactly. Right.
Better trying to calm your breath.
Yeah, that's it, man. So he does this and he goes, okay, I need your age, you know, your date, like how, you know, when you're born. And okay, October 1, 1961. He goes, okay, cool. And then, you know, he does a test and we did that before we actually did the podcast. And he came up with, I'm chronologically 32 years younger than my real chronological age. So I'm 60, but I'm actually 28. Right. So that's, yeah. And it's, and it, by the way, I've been stuck between 26 and 28 since 2011.
Frozen in time,
man. Yeah. It's great. And awesome. And I think that's a really important consideration, because I am not only an advocate, I'm the white rat for my own products. And so, and I've done mega doses of these things to try to like, how far can I push this? And doing all the stupid stuff you do as a biohacker of going, oh, it felt really good at 100 milligrams. What does 250 milligrams feel like? You know?
Oh, you sound just like Wade. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Between Wade and Matt, it's like, I've literally been on the line with Matt, and he's going, yeah. How many of these should I take? Here's the deal. We're at Asprey's biohacking conference last year. Right. And we could tell, we had a booth there, and we could tell who a real biohacker was versus a wannabe biohacker. And this is more humor than reality, but basically a real biohacker, you hand them something, they take it and they go, what was that? And what's it supposed to do? Whereas, right.
Oh man.
Whereas the other ones, they took it and they said, what's in this? What's it do? What's it going to conflict? You know, all that stuff. Right. So it's that, like, take now, ask later.
Yeah. I think you had cups of, it was either Nectar-X or Power.
Yeah. Nectar-X. It was Nectar-X, right. Or yeah. Power Solution. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, can I have five cups? Thanks.
Right. Nice. That's you're one of us. You're definitely one of us.
So I feel like maybe I'm not a real biohacker anymore. I know. I used to be that person. But now I'm like, tell me, because I already took this and that, and I need to know what the equation is going to equal. Tell me.
I've asked, Renee's asked me if I could just take your slot on this next, the next year. So, partner crime.
Biohacker babe. You are, you may be more fun.
I don't know. So here's the deal, right? And any gentleman or woman who is on bioidentical hormones can testify to this. The challenge with exogenous components, right, that are just the direct replacement for whatever neurotransmitter or hormone are you taking in, is the signaling thing that happens there is your body says, oh, I have enough testosterone, I'm going to quit making it. Mm-hmm. Or I have enough estrogen, I'm going to quit making it, right? Or I have enough, acetylcholine, I'm going to quit making it. Or I have enough dopamine, I'm going to quit making it. So the exogenous source, typically a pharmaceutical, because they're pure, made for that thing, right? Here's a little science class. So neurons kind of look like mushrooms, okay, facing each other. And you've got pumps, you've got neuron pumps on the edges of these. And you've got receptors, and they actually are dual function. So, you know, some of the receptors can act like pumps can act like receptors. And what they're doing is there's a gap between them. And what you're doing with the neurochemicals is you're increasing the electrical potential and the quantity and quality of these neurochemicals. They will jump the gap, right? They will mind the gap. And so when they jump that gap, they're going to go into the receptor. Well, if you signal the brain and say, hey, I've got a bunch of this and I'm going to do another signaling effort. And it's going to basically take a calcium ion clown and I'm going to surround the neuron gap so that we're not going to let all the neurotransmitters and the neurochemicals float off into the ether of gray matter or white matter in the brain. what we're going to do is we're going to control that flow, and we're going to do a secondary signaling that's going to return that neurotransmitter, that serotonin, let's say, in a selective serotonin reuptake. This is called reuptake inhibitor, right? So instead of just letting the serotonin flow from one neuron to the next, and then it does its thing, it did its thing, now you feel the effect of the serotonin on you, we're going to recycle it. We're going to send it back, and we're going to send it forward, and we're going to send it back. Two things happen when that happens. Is one is you signal the brain to say, I've got all the serotonin I need, baby. Don't give me any more. I don't need to create more. I got it all, right? It's right between you. You're telling me I've got as much as I need because it keeps circulating within the synaptic gap. The other thing it does is a calcium ion cloud opposition, which can be potassium is a great example. It starts to harden the neuron pump. So that pump that's sending that signaling molecule out and taking it back, it's going, it's a little harder to do. Hence the reason that if you go in for, let's say you're doing depression therapy. And by the way, this is not a doctor recommendation. I am not a doctor. I play one on the interwebs, but I only play it for you guys. The biohackers is so, you know, get with your provider, right? Get with your doctor before you start doing any of these weird hacks, especially if you're on any of these neurochemical enhancing or mitigating, compounds. They can be very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So with that in mind, when you start doing that, these pumps get hardened, they get calcified. Okay. We've all heard of pineal gland calcification, right? Well, this also happens, and thyroid calcification. Well, this also happens to the neurons. And when that happens, if it doesn't kill the neuron eventually, it makes it so it's very difficult for it to transfer the amount of acetylcholine or the amount of dopamine or the amount of serotonin that you wanted. So you go in 6 or 8 weeks later and your medical professional says, oh, it's not working as well anymore. Okay, let's up the dose. And then you get into this. And then, you're getting a side effect from that dose. Great. Let's give you this other med that's going to like handle the side effect. Oh, you're getting a side effect from that one as well. And then you have a thing called polypharmacy that happens where you start, you know, staging a whole bunch. You're on 9 different meds for trying to fix the fact that you were depressed because you watched, you know, The Young and the Restless at the wrong day and you didn't get any sleep the night before, right? So super, super important to be able to understand what's going on there and not damage your brain. And the neurotropics that we make are just the opposite. They give precursors to the key neurotransmitters you're trying to enhance. And then they give signaling molecules and precursors and other things like a choline donor, right? So that you can get a better result. And you've got an inventory of available neurotransmitter precursors so that you can get the result you want when you want it. You can say, hey, you got a bunch of stuff back here for creating dopamine. Can I use that stuff? Is that available to me? I just saw it sitting on a truck on the side of the road. Can I borrow that stuff? And so you got all this surplus that you can use when you need it, but it's not jamming dopamine through the neurons and then causing your brain to go, nah, no more. Right. So very protective. Yeah. So anyhow, that's kind of how that works. And that's why exogenous, you know, complements like that, like testosterone or estrogen or certain neurochemicals can cause problems because of that downregulation. One of the guys that I met with this last week was on Kratom or Kratom, right? If you're Hamilton Morris, if you're a Hamilton Morris fan, right? And the problem with that is he goes, it was great, right? You know, it helps me when I'm, I take one kind when I'm going to do my training because he's a hardcore lifter. And I take another kind at night when I want to have kind of a euphoric event and I want to just be cool with my, you know, with my girl and with my son, right? But he goes, I'm now up to 30 grams a day sometimes. And it just, that, you know, that's a problem, right? And he goes, when I try to go off it, I get cold sweats, you know, you get the like, right? If you've ever been an opiate, you know, if you've ever seen people that are opiate addicts and you try to take them cold turkey off of it, and they kind of get the, you know, they start jonesing for it really bad. They get cold sweats. They can't control their temperature and those things. So it's a real problem when you start having exogenous neurochemicals that you're taking in. So real important thing. And that's a big differentiator between nootropics and say meds.
Sure. I have a bag of Kratom tea sitting in my pantry. And I just had, I'm really happy I'm hearing this now because there's been a reason that I'm just not, as a biohacker, I'm not really drawn to trying it. And that's really good information to have.
It is.
I tried it once. I felt terrible. Everyone in the room was like, I feel amazing. And I was like, is it time for bed?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Or I feel really dizzy on it. Now that's just me. I made a product called Kratom Kick to actually help people both titrate down off of Kratom, off high doses. And the other is it's a potentiator for Kratom. So you can take, you can stay at 1 to 3 grams a day and never have to scale that. And then we have a product that you've probably taken, the Mental Reboot PM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that reboots, it accelerates the brain's own natural detoxification process that it does when you're trying to sleep, right? The brain shrinks a little bit when you sleep. It opens up the cerebrospinal fluid pathway across, all the capillaries, and the capillaries have a super thin cell wall. And so it drags all the crap that comes out of the mitochondria and the rest at night, drags it out, puts it through the spine, gets it out of your body. And now you've got a much cleaner brain or a cleaner canvas to be able to paint the neurochemicals on the next day. And your response also goes up. So
yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I built it because when we started doing this, we were doing it in Washington State, and Washington was just becoming legal for weed. So we had all these people that were had been taking our nootropics, and then they're going, and then it was Denver, and then it was Washington State, and it was Oregon, and then California, and it just spread out all over the country. So these people coming to us and going, the nootropics don't seem to work as well now. So what's the problem? You go, oh yeah, you've been smoking a little wacky tobacco. Let's take care of that. And so I made that specifically to help them detox the brain of the long term, that longer half-life that THC has in the brain. So they would have, again, that clean canvas that they could paint with in the morning, and it worked great. And so that's kind of how that came to be.
So could you use that for any substance acting on any kind of receptor? Does it matter, a nicotine receptor or like serotonin?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. So if you're a fan of Lucy, the movie or the gum,
yeah.
Right.
Guilty.
Guilty.
You can look at Renee for that one.
ScarJo. Yeah. ScarJo did a great on that one, but,
not as good as
she married Colin Jost. That was before she married, right? So Jost doesn't count. He's completely stabilized her now, but before that she was a badass and, could time travel and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, it's really important. I think, like, can I go into a little bit of stack, what stacks mean?
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to know, like, does it clean everything out? And could that, I mean, you talked about MDMA before, obviously it depletes a lot of nutrients, but would something like that, the mental reboot?
Yeah, Lauren, it's super important. I built it, it's an independent product. Matt, the genius that Matt brought to this, among other things, was not only your genius presentation of what we're doing, and like he's helped us make, you've seen the packaging, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, wait, just wait, wait, well, wait, there's more. Pretty soon you're going to open up your World Dawn box, and you're going to have these beautiful little packs of your newts.
Nice. So, cool. You know,
and yeah, it's really, really neat. And then when you want to do like, this is my fave stack before we have podcasts, right? So I do a brain flow and an upbeat. So you'll be able to do that in these cool little caps. And this pack, we call them mag packs, right? Yeah. It's really neat. And it'll be,
packaging is so cool.
It's greener. It's better. It's great. So give us 2 months and you'll have it in your hot little hands.
Okay.
So yeah, super important to clean your brain. But with that comes the other factors. When I was designing these, first I was pairing molecules, saying, okay, molecule A and molecule B, and then sending them, I had this brainstorming software company, right? And I had 400,000 customers, so I could send them just short of 400,000. I could send them samples of this stuff in a clear test tube and say, hey, here's some stuff that tastes like crap. Would you mix it with water and drink it down and tell me how you feel?
Nice.
True biohackers, true biohackers.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I got a little over 1,000 of those people out there that were, they worked at Genentech and at Apple and other companies, and they gave me this incredible feedback. And they said, yeah, it tastes like crap, but it makes me feel great. Or in doing that, over time, you find these other secondary characteristics that are competing with your performance, right? So if I want my nootropic to work really well for you, to be able to program the state you want to be in, I got to get rid of some of the crap that you're dealing with inherently, like low-level inflammation, like oxidative stress, like adaptogenic response, where you're suddenly, flight or flight, like you don't have enough, you got too much adrenaline, it spikes too quickly, you don't have enough serotonin in your gut to be able to mitigate that, keep your heart from bursting out of your chest. So how do you do that? So we build so every one of the caps, you've seen the caps, they're funky looking, they've got, all kinds of weird layers to them. those
look
aren't
like they belong in a science museum, honestly.
Thank you. You said museum. I love that.
They're very cool.
So that's an example of the cap, you know. And so you've got like a gel component, which is an oil component, which is also vitamin D and vitamin K2, right? MK2, MK7. You've got another layer up there, the top layer. You've got a brown layer, and then you've got another white layer. And sometimes you've got, and every one of them is different.
Is that Apex?
No, this is an Upbeat.
Oh, Upbeat. Oh.
Yeah. Apex, by the way, Apex is my jam.
They look so cool.
It's neat. It's the ultimate expression of Psilocybin paniculatus being badass. So and I love it. So the idea was, all right, so let's do this. I want you to be able to take advantage of a very small amount, like 100 milligrams or 250 milligrams of this precursor to dopamine. And I want it to act like a gram of this dopaminergic activity. And I want it to increase your acetylcholine at the same time. So now we have motivation, reward, and thinking, clarity, and memory, right? That's kind of what that stack would do for you. So what I did first was I said, okay, let's get rid of this inflammation. So let's do an anti-inflammatory and adaptogenic stack. So that's one layer that you're seeing there. Then let's make sure you've got plenty of high quality methylated B vitamins so that you can, what a lot of people don't understand is B vitamins are actually create cellular enzymatic activity. So they actually act like an enzyme in the cell, right? And so they produce secondary, tertiary, quaternary components that are critical to the operation of each cell in our body. And especially when you get into the brain. So let's do a really high quality B stack, and let's put a little bit of cayenne in there, or the hot thing, the thing that makes cayenne hot, because that stimulates a very low level flow of norepinephrine or the adrenaline, right? So that your body has this wakefulness level that increases, but you don't feel it. You don't feel it in your stomach. You just feel this kind of like, oh, I'm more awake, right? It's a way for us to get away with getting your system, raising your system level, your operational level, and without doing some kind of trick. Like we don't like to use much caffeine. We do a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of guarana, a little bit of theanine with that, a little bit of maybe teocrine with that, so that those elements all work together synergistically to make a real, I hate the term synergistic, by the way.
I love it. Yeah. Why don't you like it?
It's been so hacked. I've been, you know, like when we were doing .com pitches in 1998 to like 2004, and the synergy that we get with our partner doing server software, you know, and then you go,
I guess it's becoming a little overused. We have to find another word. Okay.
Yeah. So if you do that, then if you go, okay, so the nootropic or the state changing stack of nootropic extracts and compounds that you want to use, well, outside of, you know, doing an antioxidant stack as well, right, to combat oxidative stress. Well, now your body's ready to take on the nootropic thing. So then you go, okay, so what's a nootropic? What are those elements going to be? Like Psilocybin, you know, we have a thing called super Psilocybin, and we've got these, you know, these Omnipeps O and A and F and G and these different things. And what they are is a combination of extracts and elements that give you the balance of these neurotransmitters, not just jacking up one neurotransmitter and make, like, have you guys ever done Adderall?
No. I'm scared to.
All right. I you should be. Have you done Modafinil?
Nope.
I love you guys. You guys are way cooler than I thought. Yeah. You guys were like, okay, when I met you, but now you're like way levels above. So if you take those super stimulants or super dopamine agonists, they turn you into an asshole for the length of time that they're stuck in a synapse. And again, and then they downregulate your dopamine. And so you come off of them, you feel like crap and you lose your motivation, all that stuff. So it's ugly, ugly cycle.
Doesn't sound fun to me. So
it's not. And my employees, I would take it about twice a month. Back in the early 90s to mid 90s or early 2000s to mid 2000s. I would take that. And I had software companies and technology and web companies, search engine optimization and, you know, web development and those things. And when I'd be on it, my, you know, employee to come in and disturb me in my hyper-focused mode. And I'd bite their head off and he'd go, dude, you're on that asshole drug again, aren't you? I'll talk to you in 12 hours, right? Cause you just get, it's like, don't move me off my task. I've got my task. Don't F with me. Right. And so
yourself in a room and do your work.
Yeah. And don't talk to your significant other. Don't talk to your dog. right? Don't pet your cat. You're going to be dangerous either way. And so that was kind of the mode that it gets you into. And that's kind of not a comfortable mode. So in contrast, why don't we modulate the neurotransmitters in a ratio, right? Like if you were EQing, right? Audio, and you had like one of the bar EQs, right? You'd like, you go, okay, I'm going to bring up a little bit of 5 kilohertz, and I'm going to get, but I want to have a nice bass boost. So 60 hertz or 20 hertz or 200 hertz, I'm going to boost that up a bit. So now we've got this really nice, right, FM radio sound. And so you're going to do that. And that's how you modulate the neurotransmitters as well. So it's not just all dopamine or all serotonin or all GABA, right, or all acetylcholine. It's a mixture of those, a blend of those to get the optimum state. Yeah, you're going to have a dominant neurotransmitter, but you're going to have a subdominant neurotransmitter. And maybe you're going to actually work on the GABA receptor, and you're going to have it come in and out at peak times that you need based on a signaling activity that says, I need more GABA right now because my dopamine's through the roof. And before I bite somebody's head off, let's bring that GABA, bring their GABA up. Good, good, good. Okay, you got that? Now a little serotonin, a little love, a little connection, a little heart chakra stuff going on. Now we've got this connectivity that's very different and very, very warm. And but you're getting all this stuff done. You're getting shit done, but you're also doing it with love, right? And that's that articulation. So and then the other thing is every nootropic is going to be every good nootropic stack is going to be increasing your acetylcholine levels and process. When you do that, because you're clocking the brain at an accelerated rate, it's like you went to your computer and you said, okay, I like a 2.2 megahertz is fine, but I want to go, or gigahertz is fine. I want to go to 4.7. I want to double that, you know, my clock rate. You start doubling the clock rate in your brain, you start burning more calories, you start eating up more acetylcholine. So we're going to give you a choline donor so you don't start sucking it out of the muscles, right? If it doesn't come from a choline donor or a source of choline, it'll eventually use up all the choline available in the brain and go looking for it elsewhere. And when it looks for it elsewhere, the first thing it does, it goes down your neck and it starts looking for it in the neck muscles. And then again, across your shoulder blades, and you'll get this like really tense neck. And if you don't have a significant other that sees you going into a seizure, you know, like this, rah, right? You'll get a headache. It's not really a headache. It's a muscle ache, but it's close enough to the brain to make you feel like a headache. So you got to have a choline donor in there. Really important, you know, and then of course there's a lot of people don't know, but vitamin D is actually a hormone. And they don't know that CoQ10 is like a mitochondrial enhancer or PQQ. And so we top our cap. And they also don't know, they don't know that. They just don't know this. They don't know that oil-based nootropics need an oil source to kind of guide them through the blood-brain barrier. And it also moderates the uptake. So you don't get this like spiky uptake and then a sudden crash. It makes it so it comes up smoothly. You get the performance improvement you want, and then it slowly decays. A half-life, it extends the half-life considerably. And then you do, you know, vitamin D, which is really a hormone in the system. And you have vitamin D or vitamin, you know, vitamin, and with vitamin K to remove excess calcium from the bloodstream, put it on your bone, get you some nice bone density, and get you also the, as we've learned through COVID, that having 5,000 IU of D is not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. But anyway, so that's kind of how we design the capsules, and the same thing applies to our powders. The powders are the fact that I couldn't fit everything in a cap. So, and then it also wanted people to be able to like adjust the dosage by just drinking more, drinking less, or mixing with more water or less, and doing that. So, yeah.
Amazing how you've done that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I just love the personalization factor, because that's been my biggest gripe with the supplement industry. You know, people get turned on to a molecule or a substance that works for them, and they're like, you have to be taking this. And you've started with, everyone's different. Let's figure out what you need. And then within that, we can kind of modulate based on what's going on any given day.
We know
the body is dynamic, right? And I love that you brought up the audio quality, because this whole time I've been thinking, like, you are the DJ of neurochemicals. Right. Like, Mr. Newt,
I am doing, I'm going to do a graphic for you that I reserve this for people that do really cool. When I got into social media, I was afraid of my own voice. Like a lot of us, like we're not really sure if we need to be posting things, or if people perceive us as a dork. This is, you know, in the early days of social media, right? Whether it was Twitter or, you know, or as it progressed.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I went on to other people's posts that I thought had something meaningful to say. And then I contributed to them. And what was really cool is you would find people that said really profound things as a response in a thread. It wasn't the post, right? It was just the comment in the thread. I would pull it out. I would build a graphic around it, write a text-based graphic around it. I would then post it as my comment with a, this was awesome. I love the way that Lauren said this, right? And you are the DJ of your own neurochemicals is the next one that I'm getting and it'll, you're
yes.
You're
new. Oh, I love
that
it.
That is great.
So I guess to riff off of that, I think that you could get these nootropics without caffeine. Like what else can we modulate in there? Is there a choice of not doing methylated Bs if you're a hypermethylator? Like what other options do we have in there?
Really everything. The whole idea was, it took me 3,000 formulations to get to the first one that worked. Like when I say the first one, I started building stacks, these pairs of chemicals sending them to people, them telling me this. I had one guy, a very good friend, David McGinnis, down in Austin or New Braunfels, right? And he said, the reason this makes me smarter is because it tastes so bad, it wakes me up.
Oh, no.
Hilarious. I don't
know, chemical response, but
that's
tastes
one like, strategy.
Right, exactly, right?
Whatever so, works.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. He's a super guy. He was the founder of PRWeb.com. So been a friend of mine for years and we worked together to build and sell that company. Yeah, it's super important to understand that is out of the 3,000, as I was doing these tests and building these formulations, if I didn't customize them, between 30 and 42% of the people responded well. Sometimes as low as a high 20s, right? Then there'd be another group that was kind of like neutral. Well, I didn't feel bad, but it didn't make me feel any better. And then there was a group that said, quit sending me this crap. It sucks. I don't, you know, right? And then And as I started customizing it, as I put up a form that said, well, what do you, you know, like, do you have a martini at night? Do you sleep well? Do you exercise at all? And those things, you go, aha, and you get these aha moments, these epiphanies, and you go, wow, maybe I need to start tweaking the amount for everybody and the amount for what sex you are and how old you are and all those. And then I started getting into the 92 to 97% success. You know, maybe it wasn't the first, it was the first hit I got to 60%. And then I'd reformulate and do again and go, oh, okay, now I got to 78%. Then you reformulate again and go, oh, I got 92%. And so then they were like super ecstatic because they had a more predictable outcome and we knew exactly what to do to get them there. And then as new molecules came into our lives, new extracts, new compounds, we could then add that to that formula based on the insight that they had provided to go, this is going to get you to, you know, it's going to get you to what we call the Zamner zone, right? So you got the Zamner juice. Yeah. The Zamner juice is
That was my podcast fuel of choice.
Oh,
exactly.
Nice.
I love it.
And it is a GABA agonist. So what it does is it removes that kind of critical thinking that we might have. Like, are my teeth white enough? Am I, you know, how do I look on KO? Is do I have my right? And all those things. And it kind of gets rid of that so that you can actually be more fluent and fluid. And a lot of people that I was podcasting with this last week, that was their whole thing. Like what's the stack I need to have? You know, so I go, okay, upbeat, brain flow, Zamner, go. Right. And then you can, you know, sip some Nectarax if you want. You know, it just gives you that flow that you need, that flow state, Stephen Kotler 101. And it's like super important to be able to do that. And then of course, you know, now we have even a baseline OS system for that we call Collagenius. That thanks to Chastity, we Collagenius tastes great because she's the master of flavors.
It does. Yeah. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake.
I know, right?
It reminds me of like my childhood when we used to get, Lauren, you remember when we used to get chocolate milkshakes? Yeah, like every Thursday night.
Wendy's. Yes, we went to Wendy's, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
It's delicious.
It was a total accident too. I was trying to make, Matt had told me, he said, look, Lion's Mane changed my life when I first got off of drugs and I decided to go clean and right and get straight. I was no longer addled by Molly and by, you know, by any, you know, alcohol and the rest of stuff, but my brain was still behind by about a decade. And so I started taking, you know, he started taking Lion's Mane like 4, 5, 6, 10, 11 grams a day to try to, you know, recover his brain. And it made a profound difference in his performance. So I'm building these caps, right? I'm making these super high performance 50-to-1 extract caps of lion's mane and some other compounds that would potentiate it and make, instead of a gram of it, it would act like 2 or 3 grams, right? That's the power of potentiation. Mm-hmm. And Chastity is going, is cataloging them for me. And she's going, you know, as you start getting your extracts more from 1-to-1 to 20-to-1 to 50-to-1 to 100-to-1, they start getting these more cocoa-y, chocolatey notes. And she's a chef, a 5-star chef. And so she goes, let's play with this. And so as we started doing that, going further down the extraction pathway and getting cleaner and cleaner and better extraction approaches, suddenly we're going, oh crap, this tastes very much like a chocolate milk or like a, in my coffee, it would be like a mocha, right? So we made Christmas presents out of it for Matt and Wade and the whole crew at Bioptimizers, some friends. And they take it and they feel the neurogenesis happening, the BDNF that you get from lion's mane, the brain-derived nootropic factor, BDNF, mm-hmm. Which is kind of the precursor to neurogenesis, which is the creation of new neural pathways or actually new neurons, blooms of new neurons. You get to program them into the pathways of choice. And then Matt came in and said, dude, I know how to make this rock star, and started working with cacaos on top of it for the antioxidant benefits, but also for improving all the chocolate notes. And then all these other compounds, the lecithins and the fats, C8 and other stuff that are going to potentiate the blood-brain barrier explosion and just incredible. So boom.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So much.
I love that. I love the College Genius. I'll tell real quick. I know we're running out of time. My story, I tried it my first night at like 7:30 at night. Cause it was like after dinner, I wanted something chocolatey. I was like, perfect. I'll try it now.
Yeah,
and dessert. Then I get in bed at 10 o'clock and I didn't feel like wired. It wasn't like a caffeine feeling, but I'm just laying there and I'm like, why am I brainstorming about podcast business ideas right now when I should be sleeping? And I was like,
highly productive, not for sleep.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. Cause it doesn't, I mean, eventually, right. After you've been on multiple doses of it over time, it actually will help you sleep and it'll also help you be wakeful. Mm. Like I take it in the morning and I also take it in the mid afternoon. It's a great, it's a great thing. Like you, I like to finish off my stuff with something sweet It's super low calorie. It's super, it's really ketogenic and it's great.
Amazing.
It's great. But yeah, it's super effective for that. And it also is super regenerative for the body. It's adaptogen levels and it's balancing neurochemistry.
All right, Mr. Newts, we're going to wrap up with one final piece of advice. Is there something that our audience can start doing today before they get their Newtopia to optimize?
Yeah, really good. One is movement is super important. Any of us that are like, I'm 60, right? So my whole thing is, no, I'm not. I'm 28.
Right.
If you don't believe me, ask my buddy in Austin. One is movement is super important. Like start stretching and exercising, doing those things. Squats in the shower are going to change your life. Don't trip. Don't fall. Right. If you're doing air squats in the shower and go, that's not the way you want to change your life. But super important for hormone development, exercising your large muscles. And then the other is get your freaking sleep, yo. I'll be sending you some samples of this. This is our new sleep spray. Okay. So,
packaging is.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
I'll take credit for some of that. So the sleep spray, right, which is a sleep onset and a dream enhancer. And then we have sleeping powder that is a dream or is a sleep extender. It's a good 7.5 hour sleep extender with also some really restorative functions for the brain. So, because sleep is critical, sleep is the world's most powerful stimulant. Remember that. Mm-hmm. So as you're getting into these things, don't feel like you have to be jacking yourself up all the time. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is go meditate for 20 minutes or do a Pazzizz. I love to do a Pazzizz power nap. Pazzizz is a little app you can get on your phone and you just plug in your headphones and turn it on and it'll set it for however long you want it to set. 17 to 22 minutes is what science says is probably the appropriate space. Hence the fact that TM is like a 20 minute nap, right? Is it, power nap or meditation? 22. There you go. See? And that's it exactly. And so really effective is don't push yourself, reboot. It's better to reboot than it is to crash. And so manage your energy. Tony Schwartz, Jim Lohr, The Energy Project, a great insight on how to manage energy instead of time. I think it's really important. So that's it, man. Right. That's my insights, bro.
Awesome advice.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Tell our audience where they can find you.
So I know you've got a link, and I'm sure it'll be in the show notes and you will have, but you go to newtopia.com, you know, and then newtopia.com/collagenius, newtopia, NOOTOPIA.com, slash collagenius, collagenius. That's collagen, right? And mushroom extract. By the way, the collagen is really great for the brain, but it's also great for your joints, connective tissue, skin, really good stuff. Yeah. And then go there, get your, Lauren and Renee have a discount coupon. I am certain for their listening audience.
Biohacker Babes 10.
Love that. Biohacker Babes 10. I love that. And, the other thing is don't be afraid to reach out, ask questions. We've got a really active, Facebook group, Newtopia Brain. All right.
Okay. We'll link to that too.
Awesome. Awesome. Really important. And yeah, it is active. We do talk about stuff. In the coming months, we are going to be doing, I will have you folks on as well on my podcast. It's my podcast.
We would love that. We would love that.
And I want to cover the gamut of the experiences. I think that the experiences are things that people miss. They go, well, I'm taking this and I think it's supposed to do this, but I don't know because I've been on it for 2 weeks and I can't tell. And we want to get into experiential nutrition and supplementation and how to optimize that. And the other is, I want to show you how the sausage is made. I want to show you how extraction technologies work. I want to show you how you come up with a compounding, right? What does a compound look like? How do you stack a bunch of stuff to build a stack that operates well so that you can do it yourself or so you know how to order it the way you want it? So anyway.
Yeah, amazing.
Awesome. All right, Mr.
So
Newt.
Much great info.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. I wish we had 5 more hours.
we'll have part two. Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. And thanks to everyone that tuned in today. We'll see you next time.
Love this episode of the Biohacker Babes podcast? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We truly appreciate your support.
Until then, happy biohacking.
This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional.